And all the cooking was done on the stove that you had to build a fire in. And some of the best food you ever ate in your life. How did they manufacture that on that kind of equipment? But mother would get up in the morning and dad would build a fire in the stove before daylight. She'd get up and cook breakfast. And there wasn't any such thing as not eating breakfast. I mean, you ate breakfast and you're going to be hungry pretty quick because you got up and went to work. And just as quick as she got through with that, she start cooking dinner. That was, we called dinner the middle of the day. That was dinner, and she'd start right off right after she got through with the breakfast part. But she would always ready at time, and it didn't make any difference. It seemed like it just appeared. I mean, she just knew how to get it done. Mother was from a different type of environment a little bit from what Daddy was. She was a little better off. Her mother was a Southern aristocrat, but she really married down in the line. She married a Scotchman, actually Scotch-Irish. Interesting story about how they got here. The old grandmother left Ireland. She immigrated to Ireland from Scotland, and she got on a lumber vessel. On a ship to come to South Carolina, where she knew people, where she had some people already there. The ship developed difficulty in the middle of the ocean and was sinking. And a lumber vessel came along and picked her up. She managed to get on that ship. And she wound up in Nova Scotia, further away from South Carolina than she was when she started. And she set out. Now, can you imagine? The wilderness now. The wilderness, eastern side of this country, a wilderness. Getting from Nova Scotia to South Carolina with no means of doing so other than just walking and maybe catching a ride on a horse and wagon or something. A few trains, perhaps, but couldn't be many. That was in the 1840s. Anyway, this is an interesting story. I'll tell this and we'll go on from there. But she got down to New York, and she had a set of silver spoons. She had used all her money. That's the only thing she had left in the world. And she still had a long ways to go. And she went into a place to sell the spoons. And she offered them to the man, and he said, "Well, I'll buy them." And she cried. He said, "Where are you going?" She said, "I'm going to South Carolina." And she said, but he said, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you the money, and you can have the spoons." So my brother's daughter, he's got one of them today. They're scattered around among the family here and there. But they were, you know, family heirlooms. That's how she got to South Carolina. But anyway, she came from there over to, I guess she married married her husband, whose name was she married him there. And she came over to the west side of Cobb County, and she had a family full of, a house full of kids, about 10 or 11 of them, I think. I don't know just exactly how many. But west side of Cobb County today is still populated with from that union. And one of her children was named Lee. That was my mother's father. And he married a woman whose maiden name was whose